You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Now, this is the only car on the market that comes equipped with a Dynaflex Superflowing Unijet Turbovasculator, which is synchromeshed with a multicoil hydrotension dual vacuum dynamometer. Gosh, what does that do for the car? It empties the ashtray.
Taxi, taxi, take me anywhere. Taxi, taxi, take me anywhere. Gonna ride all night and even pay my fare.
Woo! It's Sunday night. And this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Dave Pollack. They also call me Taxi Dave. I'm here with Claire, County Claire. How are you, my dear?
All right, me darling.
And JFK Mike is in the Tribeca Studios
for
iHeart Radio. How are you doing, Mike?
Zach passé to all my Haitian friends at JFK.
Okay.
And to Claire. And to Claire.
Claire and I, we're broadcasting from live from Haverstraw, New York, from the Amato Suite.
Woo!
You know, I'll tell you, Sheila and John have some great restaurant here. It's yes, really wonderful. Who are some of the people there? We met this Joel and Renee. They say they love Haverstraw so that they love it so much that they're moving away. And we also met Karen and John. They're very nice. In fact, we invited them on the show. November 5th right now. Looks like it may be our last show, at least temporarily. November 5th. So
tune in.
We'll have some new people there. We'll have some old people, and you know, before we get into inside taxi and stuff, there are some things we will talk about. The mayor has a new plan to ease traffic and congestion in New York. We'll take your emails at taxihail@aol.com. We will speak with you live. This is a live radio show, folks, the number one talker in this time slot in New York City. Our number is 800-321-0710. There was a press conference this week. There's more about bridges. I want to know what amenities, you know, what would make you drive to LaGuardia Airport for a fare? What would make you go there for a fare? Okay? And I also still want to know, would you like the idea or dislike the idea of no shorty tickets? Taxi drivers know what that is. But John hasn't been with us for a few weeks because he's starring out now at the Irish Repertory Theater for his wonderful show, Off the Meter, On the Record, or On the Record, Off the Meter.
Mm-hmm.
And Claire and I were there with Mike for opening night, and it really was fantastic. So with us right now, we have John McDonough. How are you, John? How's stardom treating you?
And drum roll, please. Dave, the real reason I'm calling up, I just want to thank everybody in the WOR family, the Taxi Dave, County Claire, JFK Mike. And during the week, one of the listeners from the Taxi Dave show, Christine Buckley, her husband Mike, and they brought their guide dog, Laura, who I understand had a great time at the show. And I just wanted to thank everyone. And because now the show's been selling out every night, they're extending it two more weeks to November 19th. So if anybody wants to come and see it, you just go to theirishrep.org. And you'll hear about 40 years of driving a yellow cab here in New York City.
That's a rich road rave.
You know, the Epoch Times did a great review on you yesterday on the show.
That's right. That was one of the better. That guy got me. He got the working class angle of a cab driver. I really did enjoy that review.
You know, I don't know if you're allowed to, but give us one funny thing from the show.
Yeah. I mean, there's some poignant things about. I explain that no matter what the problems are in the city, they end up in the back seat of a cab eventually, whether it's people going to buy drugs, homeless people, robberies. And I just tell stories throughout the 40 years about how the problems of New York City always end up in the back seat of a cab. And now we have to deal with them as cab drivers.
That's right.
So I give the general stories on that.
Not only, you know, we're the first thing and the last thing people remember coming and leaving New York City. So we give advice. We're psychologists, psychiatrists, and once in a while, gynecologists.
Watch. Well, yes. Now you're starting to get into dangerous territory there. And that would be another show.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll be there for that one.
Oh, I know you will be, JFK Mike. That's for sure.
All right. So I'm getting a call on my cell phone, which is not a good thing.
John, Johnny boy, you were great. Everybody had a great time. I like the part about where they said the guy was reduced to cab driving, like he had lost his way. And they what was that?
Yeah, I mean, that was an actual obituary. Uh-huh. There's a famous jazz musician named Duke Jordan, and his obituary in the New York Times stated, like a lot of his contemporaries in the 1960s, he became addicted to heroin. And then the next sentence says, he was then reduced to driving a taxi cab in New York. And I stated, well, according to the New York Times, I have to be a heroin addict in order to up my standard in life.
My son, the heroin addict.
At least he's not a cab driver. A lot better than driving a cab.
Yeah, there's all kind of chock full of great stuff. And you got a set and everything in there. It's not a dump. It's a very clean studio. And it's on, 22nd between 6th and 7th?
Yeah, 132 West 22nd Street. You can buy tickets. Almost all the shows are sold out, but tomorrow they're doing the two-week extension, and that's irishrep.org, irishrep.org. And you can come and see what New York used to be like and what it's like now, because I bring it all the way up to the present about how it's what's going.
Do you have a few minutes, or do you need to?
Me? Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you something. First, I want to get out of this away. What would make taxi drivers go to LaGuardia Airport after 4 p.m.? Do you have any idea?
Well, anytime. The construction that's going on there now, and we're given no privilege at all to come in and set up and pick up passengers and everything. I mean, it is ridiculous the way they treat the transportation system, particularly yellow cab drivers at LaGuardia Airport. Whenever they're designing things, it should be always in mind that how do we get yellow cabs in and out of the terminals and get the passengers out? But that doesn't seem to come into the planning or the architects. They look at a space, and then they create something, never talking to yellow cab drivers. And, Dave, I see this with the Taxi and Limousine Commission. When they're debating stuff, there's no yellow cab drivers on the board with the Taxi and Limousine Commission.
Bingo.
And there should always be a driver there to say, listen, that won't work, and here's why. But no, they got to bring in political hacks that couldn't get elected in Brooklyn, and they put them on the Taxi and Limousine Commission. Ugh.
Well, I have it on good authority, actually, that the Port Authority is actually looking at an app that might solve a lot of the problems that yellow cabs face at the airport. And speaking of that, let's see. I just got an email from somebody, if I could find it. Very organized, folks, with 2 weeks to go. Basically, what the email said was this. I got it earlier today, and it was at 3:30, and he said Terminal 7 at JFK Airport. He was waiting there. So far, 40 minutes. The cabs, the plane is not landing for another 40 minutes, and all the cabs are there. Drivers are doing nothing. And there were four other terminals that were moving. So there needs to be a better way to get the drivers and the yellow cabs to the terminals that are active. There really does need to be a better way. And I understand that the Port Authority is working on something right now.
Well, the one thing about the shorty tickets, I don't know why they're floating that boat, as they say. But the shorty tickets...
I'll tell you, there's a point of saturation. What I didn't know is there's a large percentage of shorties. LaGuardia is almost 40% shorty tickets. So, you know, there may even be more. So what is the point where you don't need shorty tickets anymore? You know, is there a point? And that's why I'm asking, you know, how do you think... John, how do you think that would work, not having shorty tickets?
No, you still need the shorty tickets. If you get that fare, say, over to Flushing or over to Jackson Heights or anything, you have to have the ability to come back and get on that short line. You cannot go back into the taxi lot at Terminal D or whatever, the main taxi lot at LaGuardia. I mean, even if there is that many, 40%, you still have to be given the choice. Now, you don't have to go back and use the shorty ticket, but if you get a fare that's over to Jackson Heights You have to be given the ability to come right back to the airport, get right to the front of the line, and hopefully get something into Manhattan. I mean, it's ridiculous, they think, because, oh, there's 40%. Now they don't need shorting tickets. No, that's a ridiculous way of looking at it.
Right. Now, and the other thing is, what they have to do is either do something along that line or else have a minimum charge for a cab picking up at LaGuardia or JFK. I mean, I'm JFK, Mike. I live 9 blocks from LaGuardia Airport, and I shun LaGuardia Airport like the plague because I can't tell you how many times I go in there. I get $6, $9, $12. There's traffic. So I'm waiting in traffic half an hour inside the airport to get a $12 ride, whereas I go to JFK, and if I get a short ride, I get to come right back, or I can get a city job for 50 or 60 bucks. So this is another thing where they have to have cab drivers on these boards helping
you
these
people. You think there should be a flat fare from LaGuardia to Manhattan?
No, I hate the flat fare. Because right now the flat fare ship has sailed because there was a lot of drivers get stuck in traffic with this horrible traffic.
Because I'm hearing traffic isn't that bad at times.
Ugh,
I mean, no. We were just saying how Gridlock Sam solved the traffic problem.
Well, right. He solved the traffic problem in LaGuardia to a large right. degree. He helped out. But the rest of the city is a disaster. It's just horrible.
Well, speaking of that, let me tell you what happened today. Mayor de Blasio announced the five. You know what? Before I get into that, let me just announce the number again. It's 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihail@AOL.com. Let's just take a caller, and then we'll head into the mayor's plan. John, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Cool. Yeah, no, not for nothing, Dave. You know, I take cabs a lot, you know. And, you know, the other day a cabby said to me, you know, let's do like a shared ride thing. I'll only charge you half price. So we're riding through the Bronx. You know, we end up stopping at the cemetery, right? He says he's got to pick up the caretaker. You know, the caretaker's in there. He's trying to talk to this guy. This guy is yelling at a gravestone. You know, why did you have to die? Why did you have to die? You know, and finally, you know, I get out of the cab. I walk over to the gravestone. I said to the guy, I said, come on, I got to go someplace. This is a shared ride. And he's yelling, why did you have to die? I said, who died? He said, it was my wife's first husband.
We have the best callers in New York City, don't we, folks? Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks, John.
That's a true story.
All right.
Okay, is this open mic tonight on Taxi Day?
Hey, that's an amateur hour.
Well, John, your show is great, and if you want to steal anything from the Taxi Dave show, you got to talk to Dave first. All right?
We
work
God.
All day on our material. We grind it out, and full preparation.
That's right, and we
two
screen
or three
our
hours.
Callers thoroughly. Absolutely. Okay, so Mayor Bill de Blasio, he announced a 5-point plan today that said we'll ease traffic and congestion. He did that at a press conference today in New York City. And he's going to have continuous curb moving lanes. He's going to create those. I don't know what continuous curb moving lanes are during rush hours at some key crosstown streets in Manhattan. That's probably a good idea because the crosstown streets are horrible now. And he's going to have certain places where trucks can make deliveries. Okay, and they're going to target like 28 intersections in Manhattan and 20 intersections outside of Manhattan. So, and they're going to have a task force for, you know, Cross Bronx Expressway, Long Island Expressway, you know, those highways. But MoveNY is the plan to toll all the free bridges in New York City. They came out with a statement today. They're happy to see that the mayor came out with a plan, but they believe that they have a solution that attacks the heart of the problem, which is the increasing number of vehicles entering and cruising around the Central Business District. Okay, so Move New York is a plan that will address each of the city's transportation challenges from traffic because they believe tolling will ease traffic. And also the problem of underfunded transit. A lot of the money from the tolls is going to go to support transit and road and bridge investment as well. So they call it toll equity and fare relief. We've had politicians on the show who are totally against it and say now you're taxing the people who can least afford it in the outer boroughs who must travel over bridges. And they may bridge shop because they can't afford to pay the $8 or, you know, these tolls don't go down. George Washington Bridge is up to $15. Okay, $15. You go over the Whitestone Bridge two ways. It's $8 each way, right? And $50 each way. Right. I mean, it's crazy money we're paying now on tolls. So, what, you know? And then we've had politicians on who support this plan. Also, they said, you know, the plan is a good plan. We need more money for subways, for the MTA. You know, the MTA, I'll tell you, when I grow up, I want to be the MTA. they have more money than God.
Yeah. Well, Dave, I've always wondered how many people at the MTA can spell MTA, to tell you the truth.
And well, you know what? What they on the street, what the word is on the subways? It's the money-taking agency.
Money-taking agency. Oh, it was a tough day for box trucks. Did you hear about the guy on 10th Avenue? Yay. He apparently right in Hell's Kitchen, 10th Avenue and 43rd Street, which I passed by. I saw the police tape. Some box truck went out of control, hit seven people, and then the guy was in shock. He started wandering around. He even tried to get a ride from a fire department vehicle. So it was a very weird day for the box truck community. And one thing about these box trucks, there's a lot of box trucks coming in from New Jersey. And they ain't got a lot of boxes in them. You open up the back of these trucks, it's got like a chair, a box, a this, a that. So everything is part of the puzzle now for de Blasio with this traffic plan. But I am glad that de Blasio is finally seeing the light, because we've been setting our hair on fire, what's left of it, for the longest time about trying to get this going.
800-321-0710. We have
You know what, Taxi Dave? You know what de Blasio's big now feature is? He's confiscating electric bikes. Right? So he can confiscate all these electric bikes that are making deliveries of food, but he can't confiscate Uber and Lyft cars who are making illegal pickups all over Manhattan. But now his big priority is, oh, we have to stop the electric bikes in Manhattan. I mean, the priorities are just unbelievable in what they're working on.
Tommy sends an email. Who's going to enforce and stop the Uber cars from parking and standing on streets that are that have no standing and no parking signs while they wait for fares? They are the ones causing congestion. Good email.
Bravo.
That's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. We have another one. I hope the Port Authority doesn't forget to build a taxi stand at LaGuardia Airport after the construction is complete, the same way they forgot to build a taxi stand build one at Freedom Tower. This is incompetent government.
Right.
Okay.
And they also have that TWA hotel going up inside Kennedy Airport. And I have yet to see any overture towards us, the yellow cab driving community, about taxi stuff with that hotel. I mean, where's the taxi
stand? I saw a Marriott hotel inside JFK Airport. Do they have a taxi stand there?
It's nothing worth chasing for. You know, all these little hotel things, you get these $6 and $10 jobs. But if there was some kind of group ride or some kind of incentive or some kind of minimum charge for cabbies going over there, it would be a different story. So that's something we really have to look into. We got to stake our claim, brothers and sisters.
You know, that's where something like this app that's out there, Lacus, can help. Because let's say it's Sunday night. And you just want to drive for a few hours. And you know the airports have plenty of passengers and there's a shortage of yellow cabs. You go on your iPhone, you rent the cab nearest for you, and you go to work for 3, 4, 5 hours, as many hours as you want. And, you know, you're helping. So all your movement is going to be making money because it's all the pickup fares. You know the fares are there, especially for guys out near the airports. This is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I think, anyway.
No, we're all excited about this app, and we're glad that technology is finally winging its way back to us. And, Dave, I just want to say, Yankees had a great year. I'm sorry to bring up a very sore subject, and I'm still trying to figure out why they pitched to McCann, but that's another story.
Listen, I had a tough choice to make. I had tickets for Itzhak Perlman, one of the world's greatest violin players, and virtuoso, and... I had to watch the Yankee game. I am kicking myself in you know where.
Yeah.
I made the wrong choice.
Yes, you did.
Ouch.
It's all my fault. Mm-hmm. Gabe, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, how's it going, Taxi Dave?
All right.
Yeah, it's clear today.
Right here. Hi,
well,
Dave.
Well, good. I missed the first couple of minutes. I didn't hear you laugh yet.
there you go.
I just thank you. I just, you know, I saw Adonis Rodriguez outside the other day in front of City Hall. He was talking about how all these black cars are really supposed to be liveries. And I want to say, you know, John McDonough mentioned these political hacks. And I don't think they're political hacks at all. I think they're going to fully tamper down, and they're going to say all these black cars are supposed to be livery, and they're going to go by all the rules of livery, which includes a city environmental quality review and considering existing transit options.
We can't breathe. That's our slogan. You know, we could breathe, but now that Uber has 50,000 cars on the street in the last 5 years, I'm using like asthma stuff like no end. It's hard.
Gabe, were you on the steps of City Hall?
I was not on the steps. I was watching in disgust because I think that this plan is not really for the little guy. I think it's put together by the MTBOT to benefit the big fleet owners, who are going to have two cars on the road. And the little guy's going to lose their second car when they get foreclosed on.
Wow. All right, so was this the plan to have a second vehicle for each medallion?
Yeah, but the right gets extinguished if you sell to a third party or if you get foreclosed on. So who does that benefit? It'll benefit the big, huge fleet owners. It'll limit competition. I don't think it's right. But hey, you know, Adonis is gonna enforce the rules, hopefully, and everybody's gonna realize these black cars that really should be liveries will be liveries.
You know, I think you're right. If they are liveries, then there has to be an environmental impact study, correct?
Adonis said it, and Danique Miller. I mean, you know, similarly. We have the same problem with commuter vans. Ford Chariot has vans out now that came in as a black car.
Wow.
All right. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Gabe, I want to thank you for calling, bringing stuff to the forefront here. Our number is 800-321-0710. We want to hear from you. 800-321-0710. Our lines are open. Unusually open. It must be a holiday. Actually, it was a nice day. Everybody's putting aloe on this on their sunburns. Yeah, it was really hot out there.
I just want to say, my friend Eric checked in. He said, "What's the difference between a canoe and an Irishman? Is that every now and then the canoe tips?" Eric, I'm going to get you, brother.
I should be a Frenchman.
Huh?
Or German.
Sacré bleu. Sacré bleu.
So, and how do you feel about Move NY? Do you want the free bridges tolls? Do you want tolls on the 59th Street Bridge? Do you use the Brooklyn Bridge, the Manhattan Bridge, the Williamsburg Bridge? You want tolls on there? Let me know. 800-321-0710 or taxihail@AOL.com. Here's an email. Dear Taxi Dave, I insist that the solution to congestion and pollution is the removal of all bicycle lanes below 72nd Street in Manhattan. We hear the ex and current government officials wrongfully claim that we do not want to anger or go to war with the bicyclists crowd. The bottom line is, as long as they want to play it politically correct, the situation will get worse than better. Okay, thank you for that email. You know, we've been saying for a long time, I mean, yes, bicycles deserve to be somewhere, but I never thought I'd see them in the middle of the busiest avenues in New York City. You know, somebody had a great suggestion, put them on the perimeter. You know, somehow Mayor Bloomberg had this vision of, oh, everybody's going to be driving their bikes down Fifth Avenue, looking up at the Empire State Building, okay, and driving down to Battery Park City. And, you know, Central Park is great. It's a park! That's where bikes belong, in a park! Yep. There are horses and carriages in the park! Okay? That's where they belong.
Right.
So, you know, oh, yeah. Well, you know, let's take the bicycles. It's ridiculous. I don't have to tell you, folks. And, you know, bicyclists mean well. And Paul White, you know, has been on the show a number of times in the past. He's the head of the Bicyclists Association. And he's all for safety. But the fact is, there are a lot of jerks out there who don't stop at red lights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, more people riding city bikes do not wear helmets than do wear helmets. And sometimes you see them going in the wrong direction. It's ridiculous. Okay, so I want to thank you for that email. It's not bad. Jerry, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello, Dave?
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Joey.
Hi.
J-O-E-Y.
Oh, Joey, how are you?
Joey!
Hi, I'm sorry to bother you, but I want to know why. I'm a senior citizen, I'm slightly disabled, and I use a heavy shopping cart instead of a walker because I feel more secure and I go shopping with it and everything. And I cannot get a cab to stop for me. They'll stop for somebody in front of me, but they won't stop for me. How did it happen?
Mike, you're on the road. John, so are you. What do you say to Joey?
Hi, Joey.
It depends on the type of car that you're driving, whether they're going to stop or not. Can they get you in? Because that's one of those, like,
trike. Shopping cart in the back of the trunk.
And it'll fit into the trunk.
It's just a shopping cart. It's not a wheelchair.
I thought she was in one of the carts that drives around.
It's not a supermarket cart.
I think I'm coming in on the middle of this. What is she talking about again?
She's very sorry the Yankees lost.
Oh, yeah. Well,
for an hour and everything. How do I get them to stop?
How does she get cabs to stop when she has a shopping cart with her?
I don't know.
Hold up
like
a $20 bill.
Yeah.
No, that's not right.
The shopping cart.
Like they do up at Zabar's and that. They would have the guy that helps you bring out the food. A lot of times he just comes out into the street himself, flags you down, and then puts all the food into the trunk.
Joey, are you sure that cab drivers see you?
Yes, they do, because I'm big.
Well, I'll tell you, if it was me or my buddy Eric, what you could do is put a roast chicken on the end of a fishing pole and just wave it in front of us, and we'll both stop. No good?
It's a joke, and I'm sorry I called you.
No, it's not a joke. This is a serious problem, okay? Some cab drivers, and apparently too many of them, when they see something that's going to make them get out of the car and help someone, they're not helpful. And that's one of the things that has to change in this industry. I mean, let's face it. I don't want Joey to be upset that you called Taxi Dave. We're here to solve problems. And you drivers who are listening, okay, and you and people who've had the same thing happen to them, no, Joey's not wrong. You know, stop the car, get out of the car, help Joey put the shopping cart in the trunk.
Okay.
All right?
I am always
That's the right thing to do.
I am always at Zabar. I'm always at the Time Warner Center helping people with the food.
Did we lose Joey? Noah?
Is Joey there?
Yeah, okay. She got upset. You know, it's not a funny situation.
Okay.
It's really not a funny situation. Yeah. And, you know, the same thing with, you know, the color of skin. You know, some drivers from who aren't accustomed to seeing other colors or whatever is on their mind, you know, there may be some, what would you call it? It's automobile racism, passenger racism. It's terrible. Okay? You don't judge people. You help people.
Well, the other thing is that there's not too many places to stop to pick up people anymore. I mean, as far as with a shopping cart. So I'd have to know where she's standing.
If she didn't have a shopping cart, you'd still have to stop for her, right?
I would stop for her. But if she's
all right.
But if she had a
shopping cart, so it's going to take an extra 30 seconds. Too bad.
All right. Tell her to call back. Joey, call back.
You or your mom.
Tell Jerry I'm upset, okay? I'm really sorry. Bob, you're next on the Joey. Taxi Dave Show.
Joey.
Joey.
How you doing? Happy Halloween and everything else ahead of time.
Well, thank you very much. That was a great call. Okay, next.
Okay. To get back a little more serious stuff. Well, no, we've got this thing with the history behind this. Nobody reads the histories anymore. We've got to go look. Somebody in the government, if they ever do it, has to take a long look at what has happened and why it's not working. Because we had the same problem out here on the island. You can't get from point A to point B in many cases, and nobody seems to want to solve it.
People need to want to solve it, and drivers need to stop for Joey, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm really upset. I'm sorry you got off the phone. I want Joey to call back so I can apologize to her. I really do. I mean, you know, we are making jokes, and that's part of what we do here, but not with a serious problem. We're all about transportation and moving people, and we move everybody. Okay?
Right.
You can't be selective. You just can't be selective. Listen, we have to take a break. I'm sorry. Bob, I'm sorry. But when we come back, we'll take some more of your calls. 800-321-0710. Joey, call back. Okay? We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show with John McDonough, Mike Higgins, County Clare, and me, Taxi Dave. If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Come on down to a real killer of a house party at the always new Forest of Fear in Tuxedo Park, New York, 9 miles south of Woodbury Commons. Scream your way through 7 blood-curdling attractions for just one price. The multi-award-winning Forest of Fear was voted scariest in the state and a must-see haunt. The Forest of Fear. Carnival of the Dam.
Oh, not close.
The Slaughterhouse.
Morningwood Cemetery.
The all-new Hot Zone. And so much more. All for one price. Don't miss the Forest of Fear. Open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, October 6th through October 29th.
Though we find them very tasty.
The Forest of Fear is not recommended for children 12 and under. Save $2 this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. Print coupons at theforestoffear.com or enter code SCARYCLOWN when you buy your tickets at theforestoffear.com.
Proudly serving the New York transportation industry for over 20 years, Hereford Insurance Company serves the for-hire transportation market with all their insurance needs. Hereford Insurance provides TLC-required commercial auto liability, workers' compensation, theft, collision, and physical damage coverage. Hereford Insurance is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Visit Hereford.com for additional information or call 718-361-9191. 718-361-9191. That's 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance. They move New York.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You too can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new Wave, which is a wheelchair accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City. And that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
Claire, we're broadcasting from Haverstraw, New York at the Amato Suite.
Yes, we are, Jerry.
All right. Yes. Yeah, the Amato Suite. Have you ever been there? It's world renowned. Nobody's ever heard of it. We're brought to you by the Haverstraw Union. we're here with John McDonough, JFK Mike.
Yes.
And we're all over the place. Mm-hmm. Let's take a call from Andrea. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Taxi Dave. This is Andrea from Flushing. I love your show. I love the music you play. But more importantly, I want to give a shout-out to the yellow cab drivers. This past month, I went back to work. I had knee replacement surgery, and I've been dependent on them since I've been going to work. I get into Penn Station, and I take the yellow taxi down to my office. I have to tell you, the dispatch taxi dispatch guy on 7th Avenue. He is fantastic. Every cab I get into is immaculate, and every cab driver I meet wishes me a good morning and have a pleasant day, and how are you? I'm very impressed.
Andrea, you made my evening.
Oh, my God.
You know, it made the last year worthwhile.
How's your name?
I have to tell you. You know, I'm doing better, thank you. I was out of work for 3 months. I have to get the other one done. I have to wait till next year. That's another story. But, you know, I'm doing little by little, and it's just difficult getting a cab at night. In the afternoon, around 5 o'clock, I work on 10th Avenue, West 17th Street, by the High Line. It's very difficult to get a cab back up. That's the only thing. I don't know where to stand. That's the thing. At least when I come out of Penn Station, I know to go to the taxi stands. And, you know, everybody's very polite there.
Yeah, did you ever try the taxi apps, Arrow or Curb?
No. That's the New York. I don't want to take Lyft or anything or Uber. I don't want to go in with
those. Yellow cabs have their own apps,
Yellow cabs.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
See that? A lot of people don't know. They're not doing a good job getting the word out.
Part of the problem. You know?
And accessible vehicles. What about calling the accessible vehicle?
I have to meet with Curb and with Arrow and talk to them about it. That's for sure.
Okay. And is that on, I would be able to get that on my Android phone?
Yep. Just go to the App Store.
The App Store. Okay. I will look into that.
Arrow is a Curb and what is it? What is it, guys? Which are the two?
Arrow and Curb.
Arrow is A-R-R-O and Curb is C-U-R-B.
Correct.
Andrea, thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show and for calling.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Jamie, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi. You're next. You're live.
Hi. You represent the taxi industry?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have an important privileged pulpit on the radio, right?
Well, you know, is this 20 questions, or do you have something that you want to say?
Senior citizen calls you in good faith, and you make a joke out of her. You humiliate her.
He didn't make a joke out of her. I was teasing, and all of a sudden, all heck broke loose. And she said, you had a shopping cart. How'd you get a cab to stop? I said, put a roast chicken at the end of a fishing pole, and I would stop. So that means it's the end of the world because I said that, right?
And then I came back and said, it's nothing to be made fun of. That we need to stop for everybody. If there was no room, you have to stop for any passenger anyway. Get out and help the people. A lot of people think that, a lot of drivers must think that, I don't have to get out of my car. Get out of your car and help people who need help. Because one day that's going to be you. Or that could be your mother. Or that could be your sister.
Right.
Okay, and that's the way I look at things.
And I thought it was just teasing. I thought she'd get a kick out of it, but apparently not the case. And you apparently, by proxy, are taking the baton and running free with your defense of her. I thought it wasn't that big a deal. I apologize to her. Not so much to you, but to her. But
our phone number is 800-321-0710. Email taxihale@aol.com. Here's an email. I'd wanted a bid for a medallion during that auction, but all those medallions were bought by one company. How fair is that to me and taxi business when someone monopolizes and doesn't let the hardworking dream to own one? We can't own and buy a medallion, it seems, anymore. Okay, right. Well, you can buy plenty now if you have the money for it. Too many undercover agents. Here's another email. TLC and police, there are too many undercover agents on the streets watching cab drivers if they're busy with the phone using Waze or Google Maps for navigation. And unfortunately, cab drivers are at great risk even using taxi apps. How cab drivers could protect themselves if the police pulls them over because cabbies are getting tickets if the police sees the cell phone on the dashboard? Well, you know what? You're allowed to have the cell phone on the dashboard as long as it doesn't interfere with your line of sight. Okay, you are allowed to do it. The line of sight is really a judgmental call. So I don't know what the answer is to that. But certainly in this day of technology, everybody uses technology. Every Uber car, uses technology.
Right.
And the taxi apps, but they're simple enough where you don't have to go on and call back the passenger and tell him, give him information. It's usually a one-touch, one touch and you're done. So it's less offensive. You know, I hate when I'm on, Madison Avenue is the worst because you barely have one lane of traffic during rush hour. It's hard and the vehicles around me, and usually the for-hire vehicles around me, these poor guys, you know, they're looking, they're clicking, they're stopping short. It's horrible out there. It's not an easy job, but there needs to be a better way. There really needs to be a better way or a better app.
Dave, if I just may close this issue with the shopping cart thing.
Joey?
Yeah, Joey. John, this is it, I promise. Last word, I promise.
You know what, Mike, just keep digging. Go ahead, keep digging.
No, here's what I'm digging. I'm digging the fact that I pick up at the Food Bazaar on Time Warner Center. I pick up at Zabar's. I lift people in wheelchairs into the cabs. I'm loading luggage at the airport. So I have my trip sheet to prove where I go at 4 in the morning. I go to the Bronx. I go to Brooklyn. I'm not a horrible person. And I'll tell you the truth. A lot of the stuff that cabbies do every single day, day in and day out, does not make the papers. Okay? I mean, I'm picking up guide dogs in the rain. I'm picking up cats from vets and everything else. So, you know, I mean, really. Let's close it on that and say enough. But I do the right thing. And everybody should do the right thing. If you see a lady with a shopping cart, help her out. Pick her up. Don't pass her by. The end.
Here's an email. Just wondering if any of the medallion taxi owners and taxi drivers are not receiving their quarterly inspection monies due them. She's wondering because if you have a wheelchair accessible vehicle, after you purchased it, you got some money from the city, and then after each quarterly inspection, I should say after each 4-month inspection, you get a check for $13.33 to help pay for maintenance. So she wants to know if you're getting your quarterly inspection monies due. And she also says that drivers are complaining they're not receiving the 50 cents they're entitled to for each trip while driving an accessible medallion taxi that should be put on their debit cards. You know, you're suggesting that the TLC is having a problem paying people. TLC is not having a problem paying people. What I'd like to do, if you have a list of those drivers, I will certainly forward it on to the Taxi and Limousine Commission, okay, to the right people there. So get me a list if you want. What is the TLC going to do to fix this problem? Yeah, the owners went out and spent $45,000 on wheelchair accessible vehicles. They were forced to purchase, and now the incentives are being held back. Why exactly? I don't know if that's true, but I will find out. That's an excellent email. Are you finding that? Do you guys drive accessibles at all or no?
John?
No, I don't, but I thought there was an interesting article on Taxi News there about the green car accessibles. I think Nancy put it up on Facebook about how now people are abandoning them here in New York City, and they're selling them throughout the country to other taxi agencies so they don't have to refit the car or anything like that. The people are abandoning the green car accessibles, and that to me is telling of what's going to happen in the yellow cab industry.
Unfortunately, the yellow cab industry is under a mandate, a judge's order. They must buy the wheelchair accessible vehicles. 50% of the taxi fleet will be wheelchair accessible by the year 2020.
Well, I think the other thing what we could look into is there's a lot of people who aren't in wheelchairs, but they have like a sprained ankle or a broken leg or something. And I think we should start gearing in terms of picking up people. Not also, in addition to the wheelchair people who might have some sort of disability. And on top of that, like I said, there has to be more promotion of the wheelchair accessible vehicle program, like in doctor's offices, on radio. It's been very light with telling people about the fact that this thing exists for yellow cabs and green cars.
So we need to get more words, more information out there by the app companies to the public, because Andrea didn't know that there were apps for yellow cabs. We need to get more word out there for the taxi drivers about the apps that are available to them for fares, times when it's slow, if they're looking for fares.
How about doctor's offices, hospitals?
That's what I'm saying. There's no posters in doctor's offices about this. They could print up 1,000 posters for doctor's offices.
And there also needs to be advertising for drivers about Lacus. I'm going to push Lacus. You know, while I'm saying that, New York City, NYC Taxi Group, if you have a medallion and you're looking to lease it, NYC Taxi Group is looking for medallions. Okay, I'll let you get their phone number. Look it up. If you're seriously interested in leasing your medallion, you will look it up in Brooklyn. They're on McDonald Avenue in Brooklyn. That's NYC Taxi Group. They want your medallions, which is which is a good sign. If people want your medallions, that means that there's a need for it and that there are drivers available right now. But I'll tell you this. Lacus is the future, in my belief, of this industry for drivers. It's something that helps them, saves time, saves money, and they can drive part-time, which is unheard of, and leave the car parked legally anywhere they want in New York City.
But Dave, what about this new phenomenon that goes on with like Facebook and all these big, you know, tech companies that when they see something like Lacus and they go, this could be a threat to Uber. Uber says, you know what? I'm going to give you $10 million for that app. I want to buy it and kill it. I mean, that seems to be a big problem now in the tech industry with these huge companies like Google and Facebook buying up the little startups right off the bat and giving them huge amounts of money so they'll never have any competition. I mean, that's becoming a big problem.
Right.
It is becoming a big problem, but I don't know if it's really competitive because they want to make it easier for the drivers to get into yellow cabs. And here's new NYC Taxi Group saying they want more medallions. They have drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so things are changing. Yeah. Listen, we have to take our last break over here. So you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. November 5th right now, we're scheduled for our last show. We're working on sponsorships. Hopefully something good will happen. And drivers will be rewarded. Okay, we're here with John McDonough. JFK Mike,
yes.
Claire, myself, Taxi Dave Pollock. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
But I was told in the heat of the sun, a man died of cold. Keep on coming up, stand and wait with the sun so dark and the hour so late.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Come on down to a real killer of a house party at the always new Forest of Fear in Tuxedo Park, New York, 9 miles south of Woodbury Commons. Scream your way through 7 blood-curdling attractions for just one price. The multi-award-winning Forest of Fear was voted scariest in the state and a must-see haunt. The Forest of Fear, Carnival of the Dam.
Oh, not close.
The Slaughterhouse.
Morningwood Cemetery.
The all-new Hot Zone. And so much more. All for one price. Don't miss the Forest of Fear. Open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, October 6th through October 29th.
Though we find them very tasty.
The Forest of Fear is not recommended for children 12 and under. Save $2 this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. Print coupons at theforestoffear.com or enter code SCARYCLOWN when you buy your tickets at theforestoffear.com.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You too can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new Wave, which is a wheelchair accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
Purland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokerages, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury, and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get comparative pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Purland can also help you with personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Purland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at purlandbrokerage.com. For all your insurance needs, go to purlandbrokerage.com.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Show is back.
Yay! I mean, yes.
Broadcasting live from the Amato Suite in Havistraw. How do you like that? I just got an email. Somebody said that Lacus is a 12-hour shift commitment, and the owner of Lacus actually said no. Not a 12-hour commitment. You can work as much as you want. You pay by the minute. You get in your car, it starts. You don't have to pay any money up front. That's the way it goes. If you want a weekly, you can have a weekly. Or if you want, that's the only company that I'm aware of anyway, you have an option. If you want, as a driver, to pay 35%. That means on those Mondays or Tuesdays when some of you guys complain you don't make anything and you may not want to work, now you know you're going to make 65% of everything that you do earn.
Wow.
Okay, so you have a choice.
Nice.
All right. You have three options. You can have a daily flat hour 12 hours. You can have pay by the minute, okay, or you can do a 35% flex. It's up to you. You have all these choices. It's not set one way or another. Just wanted to clear that up. Okay? And so that's the Lacus app for you. And
how
NYC. Lacus.
Cool.
Lacus. And you can get that at the App Store. Johnny, what else is going on?
No, I'm just grateful to be on WOR. And I just hope people that are listening that really appreciate the show get in touch with Taxi Dave and try to figure out how to keep the Taxi Dave show going and keep it on the air. It's very sad that you're talking about November 5th. Yeah. I wish it was November 5th, an anniversary for the third or fourth year.
I'm going to try to get Mayor de Blasio on for November 5th. I just decided. I think that would be a nice send-off. Have the mayor on. So he can take,
why not?
So he can take these phone calls.
Hey, listen, is this like an 11th hour thing? Is there still a chance of us saving, SOS save the show? Or?
Yeah, there is. I've been speaking with a possible sponsor who's very interested in doing business with the New York City taxi industry. And I want to thank you, John, and you, Mike, for and you, Claire, for making this show a big part of the taxi industry.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave. I mean, you put this industry on your back.
Here's an email I want to read. It's interesting. There was this article in, I don't know where they got it from, but I did read it also, about an Uber driver who was playing with himself by dropping off a woman in another country. But anyway, here's his line. Dear Taxi Dave, now Uber drivers think they're Harvey Weinsteins.
Oh, please.
Oh, God. Yeah,
you know, he looks a lot like Johnny Depp. I look at Harvey Weinstein and Johnny Depp. I find the resemblance, they're like twins, if you ask me.
You're ready.
We're from the neck down.
Well, what books or what magazines do you look at anyway,
Jay? Hey, it's a family show.
Here we go. This is from Mr. Turner. Illegal sedans with passenger plates continue to work the bus routes, picking up passengers along with buses and vans. They are robbing the MTA of bus fares. The TNC companies, Uber and Lyft, should be paying the 50 cents MTA fee that yellow cab drivers have to pay per ride. Thank you.
And
that's from Mr. Turner. Thank you for letting us know, Mr. Turner. You know, one of the biggest problems that we talked about here when the governor approved the TNCs in New York State is anyone with a private car can be an Uber driver. So.
Yeesh.
And that's problematic. You know, if there's a need for transportation, it could be a good thing in certain municipalities. But what they're finding is, and what we're hearing is, just like Mr. Turner just sent in, a lot of them, hey, I have a private car. I'm going into Manhattan. I have an Uber thing. I'm going to pick up street fares. So I want you to be assured in the industry that the Taxi and Limousine Commission is concentrating on private plates picking up street hails. That's their number one priority right now.
Yeah. Well, they're at JFK. Speaking of JFK, Mike, they are at JFK with the regular plates making me crazy at Terminal 5. Oh, by the way, I just want to say NYCTaxiNews.com, if I may, NYCTaxiNews.com for all your latest taxi stuff.
We have time for one more quick caller. William, Taxi Dave.
Yeah. You're live. Hi, Dave. Hello, Dave. I want to participate. I don't November 5th to be the last show. I wanted to continue. You do a great job bringing all of this.
Yes.
And I want to know how much practically you need in order to maintain the, I don't know how much cost, but has to be a substantial cost there. And
it is substantial. Second,
yes.
Yeah, it's not 50 second, bucks.
How much?
This show cost me, I should say cost our sponsors, about $2,750 per week.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow, yes. Where I can send the money?
You know what? Aww. You are a gentleman.
There you
On
go.
November
You're
5th,
sweetheart.
If we don't have any sponsors, I'm going to try an outreach to everybody. So just keep listening, and especially on November 5th. William, I want to thank you for that. That's a very, very nice gesture you're making.
That's very
to send
kind.
Money in.
I think William's onto something. Let's see if we can explore that idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah, what do you call that? Something in need? There's a website.
You got me. Oh, it's
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
Yeah, GoFundMe.
Yeah,
that's right. GoFundMe. And yeah, maybe we should try that also.
11th hour,
and
brother.
I know Carolyn's been trying to get in touch with me. I had a lot of personal stuff going on the last week, and I will speak with her tomorrow because she says she has a possible way of making the Taxi Dave show continue for many weeks to come, and we're looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sorry Joey didn't call back. She was a caller and who had a problem. I want everybody to stop for everybody and get out of your cabs, open the trunk. And I see it all the time, whether it's wheelchairs or carts. They are very helpful. Okay, I have 15 seconds. Thank you for all your callers. Thanks for keeping us number one. I'm Taxi Dave. We'll see you next week, and I got to go now. Hey, taxi, take me out of the Amato Suite.